So what we did was we took the top four most hated foods in America and we put them on this list. So the idea is you're going to have to incorporate a way to eat one of these every day for a year.
All right.
So however you fix it into your meal, however you do it, if it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Smoothie.
You're just required to eat one portion of this a meal. And we start with the number one thing that people hate. Anchovies.
Oh, I could do that. I like anchovies.
56% of Americans cannot stand anchovies.
Really?
I buy them by the truckload.
Yeah, I actually thought the percentage would be higher.
I love them.
Yeah.
They got, and I know you hate that, what are those little balls?
Capers.
Capers.
Yeah, they suck.
They have wrapped in capers.
Ew, man.
Is somebody messing with us here, by the way, at work?
What do you mean?
I just put a jar of capers in that fridge for like 2 weeks.
You know why? Because they're capers.
I know, but we went on the air a couple weeks ago and said, me and you were like, they suck.
Now they're
like,
here.
Now they're here. I'm like, is somebody just messing with us?
See, I don't mind.
Maybe. I don't mind. Please take the jar home.
Second, 55%. Actually, this one had the highest hate rating, but it was not enough to overcome anchovies. That would be liver. So liver is the most hated, second hatest food, hated food in the United States.
Well, apparently, if you eat it raw, it makes you insane.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Everybody's doing it.
Are they?
Yeah. Are you sure everyone's doing it?
They're just doing the steroids,
Who is everyone?
I was going to say, you juiced up idiot.
Mm-hmm. Guy tried to mess around with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the liver king.
Yeah, liver king. Sardines are third, as over half the population hates sardines.
I'm fine with sardines.
If I'm going to have sardines, there's two ways you can get them. You can get them in oil or you can get them in mustard.
Get them in mustard.
I always preferred the mustard.
Yeah.
I just thought it was better flavor. Sardines don't bother me as much. And number four is tofu.
I can't hate tofu because it doesn't taste like anything.
But it is
it's pointless to me. But like tofu, to me, tofu is like chicken. Like if you just eat it on its own, you don't know what's in your mouth. If you add something, that's roughly what it's going to taste like. Right.
So our poll. And if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, you can vote now. Eat one every day for a year, somehow, into any meal. Anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu. We'll come back and play the game known as Big Dummy right after these. 5 minutes left on the hour, worth about $300 short of what we said.
Come on.
So please go to KISW.com, Kicks for Kids Day, as we help the kids at Mary's Place get a brand new pair of shoes as they go back to school. KISW.com. Let's get that done. Okay, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
He's obviously very bright. Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Steven, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm always sober, sir.
All right, Steven, welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
Okay, the men's room poll. You're going to eat one every day for a year. The choices, anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu?
Well, while you're on commercial break, I looked up recipes for anchovies, and most of them, if you mix with pasta, they come out pretty good. So I think I'll do anchovies.
Okay. I agree.
Anchovies it is. Well, Ted and I were saying that our favorite salad is obviously the Caesar salad.
It's made with anchovies and dressing.
That would be the easy way in on that.
Well, for you, I would do the pasta.
All right.
Yep. I'm with Miles, though. I could eat sardines with the Caesar salad every day.
All right. Wait, sardines or anchovies?
Anchovies.
Anchovies.
I get my small fish confused.
But I feel like if you like one, you probably like the other one.
If you ever go to Spanish Tapas, they have grilled sardines. They're about 7-8 inches.
God, they're good, man.
They are. It's almost like a.
It's so good.
It's almost like a whole grilled trout, but just smaller and more delicious.
And saltier. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
You ever just eat them straight out of the can? My father used to eat them just straight out of the can. That and Vienna sausages, man.
Well, you can actually eat those bones.
I know.
You can put the whole thing on a saltine cracker and just.
But as a kid, it freaked me out. Because they always said, don't eat fish bones. And I look, he's like, try a sardine. I'm like, I can't eat the bones. He's like, you can eat these bones. I'm like, not doing it.
Yeah. He'd eat those out of the can. And then he used to get a can of frozen strawberries. And he would just. Eat them like ice cream.
Huh.
My daughter's in the frozen strawberries.
Yeah, and it was like a weird, it was like almost like a Spam can.
Yeah, and it's, my daughter, she's got a bag of them in the freezer and just, that's her snack to eat when she's trying to figure out what to eat, but she'll open that bag, man. I'm like, what is that? Because to me, it just looked like bloody organs. I couldn't tell from the distance. She's like, the frozen strawberries. I'm like, what's wrong with the strawberries in the refrigerator? She's like, well, those are regular strawberries. I want frozen strawberries. I'm like, all right, man, you do you. I don't get it.
Yep.
Remember, a little sour cream with some brown sugar.
I'd say make sure you add the sugar. That is key.
Yeah, dip your strawberry in that.
All right, Steven, here's your question.
It's good. I shouldn't say it threatening.
It is. Yeah, you do a bad sales pitch on food. Eat this effing steak.
Dip your strawberry in that, dude.
All right, Stephen, it is Kicks for Kids Day. So the first question I'm going to ask you relates to the world of shoes. So a woman by the name of Carolyn Davidson, she was a design student, and she is credited with creating the Nike Swoosh back in 1971. Multiple choice, how much was she paid to create the Nike Swoosh? Absolutely nothing. $10, $21, or $35? So nothing, $10, $21, or $35.
I'm going to go absolutely nothing.
That would have been my guess as
35.
Well. 35. $35.
Yeah.
There was a caveat to that, though.
What's that?
So she was at the University of Oregon.
Makes sense.
And she created this logo as part of a class project.
Okay.
So basically, she was in design school.
Was it for Nike or just part of a class project?
They came
project?
In and said, you know who Nike is.
Yeah.
We want you guys to come up with a mock logo for their brand.
Okay.
So it was an assignment for the entire class. So hers was picked. So she then got hired when she graduated by Nike.
Oh, nice.
And in 1983, they gave her a gold ring and then, quote, stocks that have never been brought up.
She's fine. Okay.
For the shoe company that she worked for. So they gave her something later on. But, I mean, initially.
Yeah, $35.
$35, which was still a lot of money in 1971.
Yeah. And then stocks.
I can hear it.
We're distracted by the Blue Angels. All right.
I can hear it in my headphones.
Your question.
Yeah, Jesus.
The Dean Dome is a sports venue for what university? I know you know, Tim. The Dean Dome is a sports venue for what university?
Jesus.
It has a link to maybe the most famous tennis shoe in the world.
Yes. Yes, it does.
So looking for a team, you said?
University. What university plays at the Dean Dome? It would help if you know who Dean is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's thinking that. It would help if I knew who Dean was.
I take a wild stab at everybody's least favorite, University of Ohio.
That's not a terrible guess if you're just going for big schools.
It's North Carolina.
Which is where Michael Jordan went. And then, obviously, there are the Jordan tennis shoes, hence the link. See, you're still kicking in for Kicks for Kids.
Got it,
still
man.
Makes a shoe link.
By the way, for the record, Dean Smith, no relation.
I was going to ask.
I know.
I'm lying. All right.
Glad you liked it.
Your question. What game was invented when Winnie the Pooh accidentally dropped a pine cone off of a bridge?
Why can't I think of the freaking? I don't know. I was just kind of okay. Wild super guess. Cornhole.
That was going to be my guess. Steven,
really? Are you going to jump in?
Cornhole. It's a game called Poo Sticks.
Oh,
Poo Sticks.
Do you guys know why they call it cornhole? I just found this out the other day.
I don't.
You have any idea, Ted?
Because it's in the shape of a thing you could pull your corn through and decop it.
Believe it or not. Because it's from Ohio in the Indiana area.
All right.
When they first started playing cornhole, the bags themselves...
Full of corn kernels.
...were made by people's mothers. They sewed in the corn kernels.
That makes sense. Okay.
...to the bags. So I was like, that makes sense.
I thought it was because the loser got sodomized. All right. Your next question. Based on Winnie the Pooh's obviously massive ego, what sport would be named Naismith Ball based on its creator, James Naismith?
Baseball?
Basketball.
Oh, damn it. That was going to be the next guy. I'm sorry disappointing you, Ted.
He's just asking questions in my wheelhouse. Besides poo sticks.
All right. Yeah, you don't know poo sticks. All right, you probably got this one. You might have this one. All right. So we're sticking with Winnie the Pooh. Based on Winnie the Pooh's obviously massive ego that he has to name his game Poo Sticks, what soft drink would be named Pemberton Soda? Based on its inventor, John Pemberton.
Dr. Pepper?
Oh, is it Mr. Pibb?
Coca-Cola.
Oh. Well, no.
I knew.
I was going by the name. I was going to say that or Pepsi.
Pemberton.
Some with a P.
All right, your question, Stephen. Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull were both born in what U.S. state?
Is it South Dakota?
Right. Boom! There you go, man.
Nice.
He doesn't know poo sticks, but he knew South Dakota. You should feel good about that.